At 6:06, it is clear and 75 degrees in Tulsa. We should warm to a rather muggy 92 this afternoon. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. A new survey shows that adult family members trying to be caregivers for elderly parents are often putting their own health at risk. The report says 74% of them are fatigued and another 37% are depressed. Homestead Senior Care's Andrew Garion here in Tulsa is not surprised by the stats.
Most family caregivers, they start out as a daughter or a son, and they do a little few things for mom or dad, and before they know it, they're overly consumed. So recognizing that you are possibly in a dangerous situation for yourself is step number one.
He says step number two is asking for help to give yourself a respite, even if that break is only for a couple of hours. Classes resume at the Tulsa Community College for students, but not at the Metro campus. It will remain closed for the rest of the summer semester because of Monday evening's fire. Classes are being fanned out to other TCC campus locations, and students should go to the TCC website to learn where their classes will be held. Spirit Aerosystems here in Tulsa is contracting with the Gatesway Foundation to perform some tasks for the aircraft company. Gatesway CEO Judy Meyer says they've done work for Spirit in the past, even back when it was known as Boeing.
And this particular project that we're working on is the first of several different projects, provided we do a good job. And if we do a good job, the program will continue. Right now, we're working with boards with screws on them.
The work will be done at the Gatesway Vocational Training Center, which employs 80 individuals with intellectual and developmental disabilities. The eighth grader arrested last Christmas for the murder of a Nevada woman inside her parents' Jinx home will be tried as a youthful offender. Joshua Mooney was 14 at the time of the murder. Prosecutors want to try him as an adult, and they plan to appeal the judge's designation. Well, you can go online to bid in the city's latest surplus property auction. Patricia Cummings, the purchasing services coordinator for the city, says this is the first time a total online auction has been tried here.
Yes, for the very first time this summer, we are going to run, our plan is to run three online-only auctions just to compare the method of selling things online versus the way we typically do.
Now, she says they want to see if going online will lower the cost and bring in more money. Bidding will be from June 21st through July 12th. Well, on the same day the gathering was announced, word came that Oklahoma Hall of Fame broadcaster Ken Greenwood had died. He was the head of KRMG radio when Tulsa's very first Arkansas River community event took place. The Great Raft Race ran for 19 years and is credited with leading to the development of Tulsa's river parks. Later in life, he was the communications chair here at the University of Tulsa, and he was heavily involved in this station's decision to affiliate with NPR. Ken Greenwood was 89. The new city council approved a budget for the city that includes some additional mowing cycles. City Councilor Jeannie Q says that is vital because right now the city should be held to the same standard as the property owner. The Working and Neighborhoods Director, Dwayne Majette, says that it is difficult to issue a citation to property owners for not mowing while the city right-of-way is overgrown. Our weather forecast, sunny and hot today, a high of 92. It'll be clear and muggy tonight, 74 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, some high thin clouds, but mostly sunny and hot, a high of 93. Right now in Tulsa, it is mostly clear and 75. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.